You're listening to your number one station for all. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I think the time is right for us to get into this great moment on radio that brings to you an experience like none other. It is the feel of Lagos, from the mainland to the island. Oh boy, I can feel it in every fiber of my being, every cell of my blood, every tissue of my body tells me it's going to be a great day. How about you? What's the feeling like in your lungu, your neighborhood? How's it going with you this morning? Did you sleep well? Or you had a bad dream? I had an attack at night. You know what they say, an attack? Some say it can be scientifically proven. But I think it was spiritual, man. I was trying to open my mouth. I couldn't. I was like, you know, I was like, it didn't come out. And then I saw a cow. A cow just, you know. I saw, what's a cow doing in my house? I'm like, yo, it's not a layer. What's going on? And then before I knew, I just like to the cow. And the cow ran away. It disappeared in thin air. I was like, okay, let me have some magical powers. Only for me to realize that it was a dream. Like everything plus the attack and everything was a dream. So sometimes these dreams come with, I mean, they become so real and they're scary. Was that your experience? How was the night, more or less? Well, this is What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. For a moment there, you thought I had another long story to share with you. It was just a dream, and it was last night. I woke up, I said, God, that's not for me. I said, back to sender. It's not late. How about doing cows? It's Christmas and all that. What was your story at night? How did you wake up this morning? Hope you had a swell time last night. Hope the day is going on well. Hope you enjoyed your moments with Sheriff Quadri earlier today on the Morning Crossfire. Well, this is a continuum of great radio broadcast right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Welcome, and I'm riding solo this morning on What's Up Lagos. Talk to you in a jiffy. Stick around as we get set for another swell time on your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I sure say you know the man with the voice that you gave us. And an impact you can't deny. Oh, 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 oh. Now you be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. Oh, oh, oh. The microphone everywhere.
Call it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Take it.
Oh, 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 oh.
Call it. Take it.
It took me like a lot to, you know, make it to the studio today. Especially knowing that I was going to be riding solo and I've been missing my boo on radio. Yes, Andrea is unavoidably absent. You've been missing her. Lovely voice today on the show, but not to worry. She'll be back before you know it. She was a bit under the weather. She had to stay back so that body and soul can be put together. And she can resume again stronger and better as soon as possible. For those joining us for the first time, this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The show is divided into two parts. The first part will be the feel of Lagos. It's pretty much a daily assembly or assemblage of Lagosians from the mainland to the island who call in and give us a report of what the feel is like in your neighborhood, all right? We just find out from you how the night went and how you're doing. You tell us if there's anything worthy of note or anything worthy of commendation or anything worthy of condemnation in your neighborhood that needs the attention of the public. You go ahead and tell us. And we also ride along with our focus of the day just before the family talk. So yesterday we started our conversation on, you know, the Lagos Sunday, its housing challenges, all right? If you live in Lagos, you know that one of the major challenges apart from traffic or the transportation system is the accommodation or housing industry. It's a big deal. A lot of people out on the streets, several people, you know, packed in one house in most cases. So there are accommodation problems. So we started yesterday by asking you how, what your experience was like getting to secure an accommodation in Lagos. I know there are millions of people right now, millions, I could say that. Not sure, but at least there are many people out there who are listening to me now and they're like, then that mix, oh boy, I've been looking for accommodation, or one agent did this, one agent did that. Or the house I took, what I ordered versus what I'm experiencing, there's a difference. So we heard a lot from Lagosians yesterday. We continue with that. So I would also look at different angles of the housing problems in Lagos as we speak. So guys, it's all about you telling us your experience. It's all about us finding a solution. It's all about having fun, having this discussion right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. But you start by calling the radio station, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and let me know what's happening in your lungu as we kind of like sign into the show. The numbers to call, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady out there, hello, ladies, how you doing? I love you like that. You can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's the number if you're a lady you'd like to be a part of the broadcast. I've had people say, why do you have to have a special line for them ladies? I'm like, yo, I think about life without them ladies, man. Just think about it for a second. Think about your mom, your sister. I know you might be like, yeah, I don't like my sister, you know, but I don't like my sister, so that doesn't count. But just think about the role of women in our society and the fact that they are being marginalized in most cases. Women are always relegated, put to the back. Even on phone calls on radio station, we found out that a lot of men were going through and the ladies were finding it difficult to, you know, call through. And we decided to have a dedicated line. Isn't that sweet for them ladies? And for the men and every other one, you can call 0700-993-993-993. But for ladies, 01465-7190. The lines are buzzing as usual as you get set to take a trip across Lagos to bring you the latest of happenings from the city that never sleeps, the city of many great things, the city...
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? How are you doing this morning?
What up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Oh,
la la. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to be a part of the broadcast this morning. Let's find out what's happening in your lungu as we commence this wonderful morning's conversation. Lagos and the housing challenges part two is our focus today on the show, and we hear more. We asked you, and we're still asking you, how easy or tough was it for you to secure an accommodation in Lagos? Share your story. What are the things you consider while securing or looking out to get an accommodation in Lagos? Or shall I say, what are the things you should consider? All right. From experience, guys, you can talk to us. You can share. Someone will be learning from your experience. Have you had an agent matter where the agent said that he, you know, have you been dagboed in Lagos trying to find accommodation? Have you had what I ordered, what I paid for versus what I am getting regarding accommodation in Lagos? I remember one time, anyway, let me get to Eze. Eze is calling from Ogun State, really. What's up, Lagos? Good morning,
Eze. Hey, take care, my brother. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yes, you see,
Yep.
As I do the bolu here, if you see, I enjoy myself. So I dey tell you people where they Lagos, me una park come here.
Park come where?
Come with the bolu, come and enjoy your life. Don't go and stress yourself up there.
Odogbolu.
You get land, you get houses, you get everything. Water and a fresh one, not be the polluted one.
So we should come. Yeah? Lagos should move to Odogbolu.
Odogbolu, good state. I tell you. The life will change. Everything will change.
Don't worry. You have said the Lagosians have heard. So I'll ask them whether they want to move to Odogbolu.
Pass information to them, I beg.
Yes, I'm going to pass it across. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Eze is giving you a free ticket to Odogbolu in Ogun State. He's saying there's a lot of land, there's fresh water, there's air, there's nature's greenery. He's asking you if you're coming to Lagos. I mean, I'm leaving Lagos to Odogbolu. Where would you rather stay if you had the choice to move out of Lagos? Another question added to it. But let's get to find out what Adanaya or Adania. Hope, that's what I saw, please. If I got your name wrong, pardon me and just correct me. I'm not too proud to accept corrections, all right? Adania. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
No, what's up for you today? What happened to Andrea?
No, Vex. See, she's supposed to stay, but she's a bit under the weather. She'll be back.
Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
May God heal her.
Yes, amen.
Tell her I said cheers to life.
Yes, so I will tell her. I know.
All right.
Thank
you.
Have
a lovely day.
And you too. Bye. Thanks. Appreciate. Wow. It felt like she was going to, like, you know, say, leave that studio now. You know, she's under the weather, and she would be, she's a strong woman. I know she'll recover before you know it. And I miss her a lot. So please, guys, stop reminding me. It's okay. You want to wish her a prayer? Fast recovery, it's okay. But hey, we are here. She gave me, she said, Collins, when I was leaving, she said, Collins, you're a great man. She said, Collins, don't forget that you're a champion. And I said, yes, I know. I know. She gave me all the encouragement to come here today. I was almost going to say, no, I'm not coming. But I just thought of you guys, and I thought of, you know, the fact that the tankers would not be here at all. And that's why we're here. So, guys, let's get into the conversation. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Who's
What's
on the line?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Good morning.
Chester Live.
Hi, hi, hi.
Collins.
Hi, good morning to you.
I greet you, sir.
Double greet you.
Adegoke from Lekki.
Welcome, Adegoke. Good to have you. How's Lekki this morning?
Cool and calm. I think it rained all through the night, like just showering.
Okay.
Not heavy, but the weather is cool and calm now.
All right, good to know. So how about your housing story? Do you have a story to share?
Yeah, over the years, though, I had a series of experiences. And I'm also a real estate consultant, so...
you're on both sides.
So I know how it felt when looking for an apartment for myself. It was easier when I was a real estate consultant. Before that, it was difficult to get different houses, take you here and there. I'm like, the house I left... it's better than this one. It's better I go back to that one than this one that you are taking me to one hole like that.
More like fry pan to fire.
I tell you, and then you hear the amount, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I can't pay for this kind of place. Yeah. You know, so someone advised me, come to Lekki Axis. You will see a new house with everything in it. Stop working and all that. Prepaid meter and all that. Even you, it's the same thing with the amount they are charging you there. So why not come here? You see water.
Okay.
Prepaid meter. So how to opt for?
For that.
That was how I switched to Lekki.
Okay, great, fantastic. Are you having fun? Even when it rains. When it, how about?
Of course,
do you swim when it rains?
My area is not flooded.
Okay.
Yeah, lucky. Not flooded. It's not everywhere. That is like flooded, you know.
Okay.
So, for your experience, I heard you share your experience this morning.
My brother.
I understand because I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Bad dream, attacking the dream.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
That really happens when they see that you're heading somewhere. There's something great coming your way. Yeah, so they try to oppress you spiritually to hinder that thing.
Wow.
Manifesting. Yes.
That could be it. But who could be... not to worry. But hey, thank you for telling me that. I didn't think of it. We'll go on a break and we'll come back. I'll digest that for a moment. Attack, spiritual attack. Oh God, this your kid.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Yes, indeed. It's What's Up Lagos, so Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You are listening to the voice of the microphone, heavyweight. Of course, indeed, here for the techers. All right. Oh, Andrea is a bit under the weather. She's unavoidably absent. I know her fans will be like, yo, what, bring back our Andrea. She'll be here as soon as possible. And I'm here. You know, she's giving me the mandate to go ahead, drive this, and make sure you have a great show. So, guys, I'm counting on all of you, each and every one of you listening to me this morning to ensure that we have a great moment on radio. Well, I started by asking you to tell us what's happening in your neighborhood, and that's what we're continuing to 11. And our focus really would be on your common housing, your experience in securing accommodation in Lagos. I want to hear more stories before we get into some statistics and then find out what can be done and... we also get to talk about that. So you put your points down. You know, you've been in Lagos for a while now. You have seen that housing has been a problem for most of the Lagos population. And, you can have one or two ideas on how we can jointly address this, all right? And the common practices or malpractices that occur in the housing industry, a lot of them. Yesterday, a lot of people talked about agents. And the menace of agents in Lagos, how that's, you know, they say one thing and then they change their mouth after, how that they're not interested in securing, giving you proper accommodation. All they're interested in is just getting your money and getting their commission, and how that people sign agreements or people pay for agreements that were never signed. And they make it a big deal. No, you have to pay agreements now. And it's 10% this, it's 10% that, you know. You just say, what does the law say about this? And landlords, what are the things you consider before giving somebody an accommodation? We also asked that question. And what should you consider as a would-be tenant before getting an accommodation in Lagos, specifically in Eko? And one of our callers also is offering an opportunity for Lagosians to move from Lagos to Odubulu. So he said there's a lot of land there, the houses are cheap, there's free air, there's green, clean water, and all that. So if you're considering that, also you can talk to us and let's get to hear what you have to say. But first, how you doing? What's up, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
I think my own experience...
What's your name? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mike.
Mike. All right, Mike.
From Aja.
Okay, let's talk.
Okay. Where I'm staying presently, I've not been given the receipt, nothing to show that I've paid for it, but I've lived there for almost a year now.
No receipt?
No receipt.
Wow.
I've not even seen the landlord, the agent I've not seen. I just saw the third party that led me to that place. I've been living there, and the moment you packed in, that was the end. Nothing, the meter, nothing was sorted out. I'm still living there. I had to take care of those things myself. So I'm expecting to hear from them when this one expires.
Wow.
It's a terrible experience.
Are you kidding me? Are you not scared sometimes that, okay, maybe somebody will just knock the door one day and say, hello? Are you sure that you know, have you ever met, do you know the owner of the building?
No, he's not in Nigeria.
Okay.
But the agent who is in charge is in the group WhatsApp. So at least everybody who is in that building.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so that's the whole thing. They've collected the caution, but I had to paint the place myself.
Wow.
I don't know whether they're going to refund it.
We refund fire.
Yeah, the light connection is terrible. The meter was faulty.
Yeah.
So many things. Nobody to talk to.
Oh boy.
And you know, the terrible thing.
It's really terrible. And no, thank you. Sorry. Oh, come on. Come back. Call me back. He was going to tell me the most terrible thing, or the terrible thing that, you know, you mean all what you've said, you have not gotten to the terrible part of it. I really need to hear that part of it. Guys, how many people are living in buildings where they don't know the owner, you know, nobody cares, they are like on their own, or your, you know, lights or anything happens to electricity, you have to take care of it. Whatever happens to water, you have to take care of it. Even the gate, the security. I mean, these are things that you should expect. You know, if you're paying for a house, there should be security plan. They should plan for the water system. They should be planned for sanitation. That's waste disposal. They should be planned for what else again? In case anything happens in the house. But in Lagos, as if, you know, all those ones, they only talk about it when you're about paying in most cases. No matter how, I mean, the agent will make it sound so juicy, and then at the end of the day, you just be on your own, or your... What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome, Adegoke. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, please, I'd like you to permit me. I want to call out Area M Police Command.
Okay.
At the Gimo Divisional Headquarters.
Okay, what's going on? By the way, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ejeda.
Okay, does it have to do with our topic or just a general complaint?
General complaint.
Okay, I'll give you that, this privilege. I mean, but we stick to what we're talking about, all right? So, but go ahead, what's the complaint?
All right, I've noticed that for about 3 times now, when we have emergency in this area, we call the emergency line for them to escalate. They never showed up.
All right, that's what area?
Ejeda. In fact, where I'm complaining about now, is like 3 minutes drive from the area command, area M command.
Okay.
Just 3 minutes. On Wednesday, my security in church called that there are some guys trying to burgle a shop beside the church.
Okay.
And I called 112. And they escalated the matter immediately. And up to this moment, we've not heard from RRS. And this is not the first time. This is about the third time it is happening to me personally.
Wow.
And it's not fair.
All right.
Idemo Police Station to Relope is like 3 minutes drive on 60 kilometers per hour.
Okay.
That's how close it is.
All right.
But unfortunately, they never showed up.
All right. Thank you for the...
If the right authorities are listening, they should please do something about it.
Surely they are listening. Thank you for that information. I hope they didn't burgle the shop. Did they eventually succeed?
They burgled the shop, but they did not cut away with anything. Because after calling the police, I had to call the local vigilantes and some landlords around.
All right.
And they were able to, intervene.
All right.
Those guys run away.
All right. Thank you for this. Thank you. Appreciate. All right. If you have such a complaint, you can send us a message. All right. Send us a message. We're going to read it. We're talking housing today. Today, housing in Lagos and its attendant challenges. What's your story? Have you secured an accommodation recently in Lagos? Are you planning to do one? What are the things you're considering? And we just want to get your experience before we get into talking about, you know, different areas of housing and its challenges in Lagos. But let's find out who's on the line next to talk to us. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning to you. Who do we have?
Yeah, my name is Ubed.
Hi, where are you calling from, man?
I'm calling from Aja.
Great to know. Let's talk. How's Aja this morning?
Aja is very well. It's okay.
Have you been to Ado Road this morning? What's going on?
No. Thankfully, I don't live on that axis. I live on towards Shonkutedo area.
Where is it, thankfully? As if that place is a no-go area.
It's always blocked. There's always traffic on Ado Road.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk. Let's talk, man.
So, like, pertaining to real estate, like me, I'm a realtor.
All right.
But I focus more on sales of property.
Okay.
Like buying of land and apartments.
All right.
But not renting of apartments.
Okay.
Now, the issue pertaining to getting all these apartments, sometimes it may not just be the agents that are having issues.
All right.
It could also be on the part of the landlord.
Okay.
Understand? Because sometimes you could buy, you could rent an apartment. Like a person I know just rented an apartment and rented it for as much as $850. Got into the house and found out that the house was disconnected from NEPA.
Wow.
Been disconnected for like 4 months.
Whoa. Whoa.
So the person just passed into an apartment, no light. And as a matter of fact, there's also issues with water because there's no water.
Hey.
So just imagine spending that much money and you just get in an apartment and the basic necessities are not available.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what area is this? What area is this story you're telling me?
Also in Aja. Also in Aja.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
For me personally, I would always advise people, if you are a person who you live in Lagos and you have like a long-term interest, you know, staying in Lagos, you have a long-term interest, you have a long-term interest in the city of Lagos, I would say this is the best time for you to start thinking about, you know, acquiring your own property.
Okay.
Even if you're not able to acquire an apartment, if it's a land you can get, just get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's a very solid advice. Solid one indeed. Thank you so much. Another story from, you know, getting into a house and finding out that you don't have your basic amenities. So that brings the question back again. What are the things you should consider before, you know, securing an apartment or while securing an apartment, before paying for a house? You know, what is it that you consider? A big question today. We're looking at how Lagos and its housing challenges from the perspective of you, the listener, each and every one of you. You're telling me your story. And you could also prefer solutions or tell me what you think to be considered based on your own experience as an individual. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Collins, good morning, man. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today? And what's your name?
I'm okay. I would have been better to come and eat rice and banga soup with me, but I want to do langa small.
Hi, you want to do me langa?
Langa.
That's a pidgin. That's not Nigerian, but hey, I understand what you're saying. Rice and banga soup. Oh boy. Correct banga soup, the one that is red. Oh my. Who am I on to?
This kid.
Who?
King from Festac.
All right, welcome. Man, how's Festac this morning?
Festac is okay. Festac is cool.
Okay.
Yeah, on this issue of rent.
How's it,
accommodation.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I've been in it for months now, and it's not been easy at all. It's not been easy, because the major challenges is how to get the last sum. You know, mostly they ask you to pay for 1 year, 400,000, 500,000. To gather that money suddenly and just give to somebody is always difficult. So I try. Thing was not working out. So I have to got a place where I'm paying monthly. Yeah, I think I'm paying 2,000 monthly, which to me, I believe it's okay. At least every month I pay 60,000.
Okay.
Because most people in Lagos here, their major source of income are mostly daily earnings.
That's right.
It cannot impose annual rents on someone that earning daily every day, that the money is not coming annually. So I think the issue is imposing annual rents on someone that's earning daily or monthly. I think it will bear the person hand, because I come to think about it. I'm paying $60,000 every month here. That means nothing concerns me with NEPA. I don't pay NEPA bill. I don't pay security. There is water. That means I'm on a rented apartment.
Yeah.
That means I must be paying for electricity.
I know all that.
At times they will bring $5,000 bill for 1 month, or they bring $10,000, bring $20,000. So I believe if the Lagos State government just maybe as a policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, make renters to be monthly rent.
All right. Really,
some people can easily afford it, and yeah, it will not bend their hand trying to raise 400,000, 500,000, 800,000 for 1 year.
That's right.
So that's my own contribution.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And keep the banga soup and rice. I'm coming, man. You see me after the show, I'm coming to eat from you. What do you think about his thoughts? Well, someone is commenting on my story, my dream, the attack. He said, Collins, go buy a cow and do giveaway, Joe. Which one be attack? You're laughing, you know you're laughing. It's not a joke. I saw a cow in my dream. I just like, the cow disappeared. I'm telling you, I saw the cow. I want to stand, I wanted to shout, yeah. My mouth did not come out. I think Oki said it's attack. If somebody wants to achieve something great. So, you know, they go and they try to test the person through the dream. Do you believe that, guys? It's attack. Some have said that, you know, scientifically it's been proven. You know, it's in between you sleeping and staying awake and all that. But whatever the case, me, Asha, saw that I wanted to shout. I could not shout. And also a cow coming. Cow, cow. I said, which one be cow again? I just faced the cow like this. I do... The cow disappeared, you know, and I woke up and I realized that it was a dream. I said, well, you know, thank you so much. You say you choose to remain anonymous and you're saying regards to Andrea. Thank you so much for that message. By the way, she is unavoidably absent for those just joining and asking, where is Andrea? All right. Okay. Good morning. Hola from Yaba. When I was looking for an apartment, I have up to 6 different agents because I was in need of the house seriously. At least 4 times in a day, I would follow them out to check a house. Another would call again saying, hello, I've seen one, oh, come and see it. He said, well, after getting there, it wouldn't be my taste, and I've already paid for an agent's transportation. And at times, they will use style to use me to buy drink and snacks for them. At a point in time, I got tired, he says. He said the most painful part was when one called me and I ran there. On getting there, I saw a person looking for an apartment with the white agent. We boarded the Marwa to the place, and then they expected me to pay for, you know, the Marwa, like 6 of us. Cause, you know, they lapped themselves in the Marwa. On a lap on herself again, joined inside the Marwa. Okay. It's, I was so angry, but I had to pay. So going back, one of the agents followed me because, you know, we're going to the same direction. So I said, no, I'm not going there yet too. He paid the man. It's my experience. I almost spent the whole house rent for agents. It remains small for them to for them to rent a house that had been sold out to me. You know, when someone told me like this story, I was shocked. Last, all the agent didn't help me secure a better apartment. So when I went to a developer before I could get an apartment. All right, good. Well, quite a story. He spent money, a lot of money, trying to get stuff. He said, good morning, Collins. This cow matter, eh? He be like, say, you be hurt, man, if I give you slap now. Who are you? What's your name? I'll give you left hand. Who's the hurt man? I wish so. If I were a hurt man, at least I would get many cows. I would do giveaway now today. Thank you so much for that. All right, 0700-993-993-993. But did that guy just call me a herder? Like really? Who are you? The boy you were mentioning him now. Might give you left hand. Anyways, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. And you can call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We'll get into, you know, deeper part of this conversation at the flip side of 11 as we proceed. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Kobuko.
Welcome, Kobuko man. Where are you calling from?
My friend. Where is my sister? Where you keep her?
Is she an item? Keeping what?
Read that for me.
All right,
it
great.
It was 2003 where I knew to come Lagos. As I started to work in a country, in a factory.
Okay.
This month, I said, okay, I go look for a house.
Okay.
Now I'm going to see one house. I don't know, sir. 4 people don't pay for 1 room.
4 people in the, they have paid
4
for the same room.
4 people don't pay for 1 room.
Wow.
5 rooms. So I come psychologically and sociologically and immensely think and talk that if I not back in the night and break that key, my money will go 70,000. Now, so I pack my property from my uncle from Itere to Elasa. Is that about size? Organized, I said, get house.
Are you serious? Wow.
I lived here in 2009 before I come to Accra. When my grandfather to catch me for where I worked in the company in 2008.
Wow. Man, you have a very adventurous story. I mean, your story, every time you tell a call on the radio, you talk about a few things you've been through. I'm like, yo, how adventurous can a man's story or life can be? Well, let's get to the calls back. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Is the password, Sai.
Oh, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Cheers to life. Welcome. Who do we have?
This is Abayomi.
All right. Abayomi, where are you calling from?
Calling from my baby.
AJCT, Ajegunle. Let's talk.
Agege.
Oh, Agege. You said Agege. Sorry, I missed that.
I actually saw on the program. I drive in that.
Okay.
So I, because of my personal experience with joining an apartment in New York.
Okay.
I had to comfortable.
All right.
I think presently right now, there should be this is an advice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're renting an apartment of 400,000 naira per annum. And what you're saying to raise it and commission agreement and whatever they call it is up to almost 200,000.
Hmm.
My daughter, you don't keep it to that. And you will see that even if your money is complete and that one is not complete, nobody will listen to you.
Hmm.
So, like, in May, I got an apartment in May.
All right. Oh, man, the line is not clear. And incidentally, it's time for us to go on a break. We'll be right back shortly on What's Up Lagos.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Good morning, my neighbor. How are you doing? Are you feeling okay?
We're still asking you how you're doing this morning and talking about the housing challenges in Lagos. Have you secured an accommodation ever in Lagos? And are you one of those who's right now looking, house searching all around Lagos, following agent to agent, house to house, checking? And what are the things to consider before you secure an accommodation in Lagos that you must consider? We're hearing more of your stories. Before we get into some more details about the challenges of housing in Lagos, well, I have a message on WhatsApp. Say, good morning, Teke. This is Temi from Ikeja. I want to add to one of the agency fee and the legal fee. He said, my point is that the real percentage of the agency fee and the legal on the rent is 10%. Are you saying 10% each or both of them? All right. So are you saying it's 10, both of them 10%? Let's be clear. Or you're saying 10% separately? Because what I know is that it's 10% they always request for it. But you're saying that the problem is that the lawyers and the developers are killing the system by doing the job of an agent. And also, all right, say 10% each. And also, they want to take 60% or 70% of the 10% agency fee, which makes the some agent demand in some areas to charge 20%, which is not legal. Hmm. So you're saying that this person's saying that, well, if you find a situation where an agent is, you know, requesting for more than 10%, which is said to be the set fee to collect from tenants, if they want to, if you, an agent is getting an accommodation for you, you pay 10% agency fee and 10% legal. Saying that some agents will say it's 20% because he says that the lawyers who prepare, who take the job, the lawyers who are involved to take their legal fee, they also get to do, that's what you're saying, if I'm making sense of what you're saying, they also get to take 60% of the agent's 10%. You see, as far as I understand that you are trying to explain it from your perspective, but as far as the person who's paying for the house is concerned, man, it's like, that's not my business. It's just like, what? Why am I going through this? Why do I have to pay this and pay that at the end of the day? And how about the question of the agreement that was never signed or never seen, as it were? You know, you get to say you're paying 10% for agreement, and in most cases, people do not even see what the agreement looks like. All right? If you're just joining us, you're listening to Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live on WhatsApp Lagos. And today, we are bringing you our conversation, a continuation of our conversation on Lagos and its housing challenges. We're asking Lagosians to tell us their story regarding how they have been able to secure accommodation, what their experience is. Lots of people have talked about experiences with agents, housing agents, and they also talked about the experiences in the houses that they eventually get to rent, situation where, you know, some people are left to themselves, hustle anyhow. There's no lights, you don't know who to talk to. And there are a lot of people living in houses right now. I'm sure the landlords, the owners of that house or those houses are not aware that anyone's living there. And, you know, you're just there. And you dare not ask, because, man, where you put your head, wake up nights, I mean, you don't want to even stress yourself. Anyways, good morning, Teke. Now, so this agent carried me go empty land, though. I said, Oga, the house I want to rent, or I don't want to buy. He says he knows that he wants me to benefit from a good thing about to happen. Wow. He said that the landlord is coming from the UK by December and he wants to build and complete the house in 5 months. Wow. He said if if I'm ready to pay, he will collect 250. But if I wait till the house is built and finished, he will collect 350,000 naira. He said, and my wedding was coming up then. Thank God I no pay. 2 years after my wedding, I still they see the land there, and they pass the streets every day. Or laugh from Ejigbo. But that sounds like a scam. So the guy took you to a land, an empty space, and told you that the landlord was in the UK. The landlord was going to come in, and he plans to build a house in 5 months. So if you pay 250k now instead of the 350k, that's a red flag, man. That's the weakest scam. You just say you fall for it, I'm going to have a light to you, say if I give you left hand. You know what I'm saying? But hey, thank God you did that. What's up, Lagos? To join my voice to what the guy called earlier to talk about Area M, police at Egbeda Idumu area. He said they don't attend to emergency at all. And I've been an eyewitness of two incidents on Egbeda Idumu Road. At different times, we called, but nobody showed up until those involved in the accident died. Chai, very sad. Whew. It's even the LRU team from Oshodi appeared on time. Wow. Thank you so much, Bola from Egbeda. Also talking about the Area M police and that they're not responding in time whenever there's an emergency. All right, let's get back to the call. 0700-983.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live. Welcome.
I'm calling back. Kohoku.
Okay.
You get something. We were of my brother. We want to have stuff. We're facing me.
Okay.
How somebody go on to house? You're not going to know whether they get light. You're not going to know whether they get water. Even if you're there for London, you find a social agent and make him know that you want water. That is the main key thing in life.
What if they promise you that it's working? What if while you get there, they show you the water is working, and then when you move into the house, it stops working? What would you do?
You ask a very nice question. If I pay you and you promise me that there is water, and I park in there is no water, I go kill you now. And I tell you.
You will kill him.
And I tell you to now Arochukwu Amadou, I go fire that person.
Wow.
I will invoke Arochukwu Amadou. I go just for small liberation of
yo.
I will kill one cock. The person will go.
Wow.
I tell you.
Come on, I fear you. Thank you.
You fear me in the afternoon. The person will work.
Thank you. Wow. I didn't see that coming. I was like, did you just say we kill? No, you can't kill. You go to jail. You can't kill. But, man, I didn't hear that. Daniel from Ikoyi is on the line. Daniel. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Daniel.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome, Daniel.
Welcome. Where's your wife, man?
What did you say?
Where's your partner?
Andrea. Yeah, she's...
Yeah, Andrea.
She's unavoidably absent. She's under the weather. She'll be here soon. She'll be... Not today. She's off today.
I'm looking at you. Thank God you're there.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you.
See, the issue of house in Lagos, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The present one I am in now.
Yep.
I pay the bill, and you know who?
Okay.
Yeah, 5 bills, 35 p.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I made 35K.
On the meter?
Where the former tenant lived. I had to pay it, otherwise they'll cut my life. In fact, they cut it twice. I had to go and pay their knife. Stand on my on their neck that they must give the same meter. That's how, as I think about 3 months ago, they put my same meter. Then I'm free from them. You see, there's some houses that you don't need to go there at all. That I'm moving to one with a car and three boats.
Okay.
In fact, the last boat I managed to get out from is by force. In fact, I was sacked from my office and I was begging. See, before you move to some house in Lagos, I'm talking about Ododubaga area. I'm not talking about another place.
All right.
And I say I reside around Ododubaga. You have to pray before you enter some house.
Wow.
Evil house, I'm telling you.
There are evil houses in Lagos.
Every time they know me by my hospital, I'm their second tenant. But ever since I moved out from that house to this present one, I give glory to God. I don't even, I can't, but for the past 3 years, I can't remember the day I, except when my wife put to bed. I can't remember the day I put, like before. I didn't finish my rest. I run my dear life. I'm telling you.
Wow.
And some landlords, they don't have mercy at all. Immediately they see that you buy something, they will increase your rent. I'm telling you, I thank God, by the grace of God, I will soon become my own landlord.
Amen.
Pray before you enter a house.
To pray and first.
Find, okay. Find it. Any agent that is asking you bring money before you go to the house, they are not real agents. So the real agent will find when you get the house, he will ask you to pay. See the form, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, that one. The number, you know me, you know, in my life, when I was desperate then, but I thank God. Everything's over.
Thank you so much for that contribution. Daniel is saying that you must pray. You must be ready to face, you know, things spiritually. He said that there's houses that are bad luck. Do you believe that? I've heard that before. I won't lie. I've heard it a number of times. Even highly educated people would tell you that before you get into a house, some houses have spirits. Some houses, you don't know what they've done in the foundation. In Lagos, you still consider that? Lagos with over 17 million housing deficits, would you still consider how problems with spiritual problems in the house? You know, how do you even know? Okay, how do you identify? Is it your spirit, your instinct? How do you go ahead to, you know, deal with the house spiritually? So when you have your funds to pay for a house, you check the house, everything is okay. You have to also check it spiritually, whether or not it's a good place for you to stay. Is that what you do before you get to secure an accommodation here in Lagos? That's a question we're asking you. And there are many other questions. Tell us your story in securing accommodation in Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. The lines are buzzing. If you can send a WhatsApp, you can do that to 0809 or 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Well, what's up, Lagos? Hello. Well, I got a place and after packing into the rain started falling, that's when I found out that the roof is badly leaking. Before the agent lied to me. Wow. No, after the agent lied to you. So you paid and you got to find out that the roof was leaking. Oh, boy. Ay, ay, ay. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Hi, Joy. Hi. How are you?
Oh, very well.
Great.
Okay. I just want to second the last caller.
Okay.
Talking about fetish houses.
Okay.
Or houses that when you go there, you have bad luck and things like that.
Uh-huh.
These things are very real.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with whether you like it, you believe, whether you say you are educated or not educated. Because people will call in and say, no, I don't believe in this.
Mm-hmm.
That that's so sorry for you or you're your kid. You have such houses.
Wow.
When you enter there, all you have, they monitor you. Whatever that comes in will start flushing out. You go out from that house with that, without anything.
Wow.
And for real, these things are spiritual. So if you're entering into any house, every house you see that looks so beautiful, everything is fine, this, that, that, you need to pray about it before you go into any house.
It is not
me, I'm a very educated person.
Yeah.
But these things are real. So call it, so don't say, no, I don't, is it real? It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it matters a lot, whole lot. So people know, if you want to go to any house, pray about it. And also confirm if that landlord is a kind of a man that likes to increase his rent almost every year of, you know.
Okay.
So don't need to confirm that. So having a Lagos is not really easy having one. When you have a good one, in fact, you don't need to be told. You see yourself doing great, even pack into your own house. That is to say that this house is a very good person. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you so much, Joy.
Andrea.
Yeah, shoot here. Oh, thank you so much. Joy calling from Abule Egba this morning. She's given sounding a warning about considering the spiritual status of each house you want to enter in. You should pray about it, she says. So that means if you do not know how to pray, you can't move at all. You find it. I mean, everyone should. Not everyone. Just thinking in my head. Colin, stop that thought. Don't let it go. You'll take a message. Why, good morning, please, sir. I want you to wish my bestie happy birthday. Today's a birthday. Who's your bestie? I don't know. Okay, I'm wishing you didn't put your name. You didn't put your bestie's name. So I'm just supposed to just like come up. Hey, happy birthday to nobody's bestie. To anonymous bestie. I mean, how will your bestie even know that you're the one talking? Anyways, let's get back to the call. The message is, first of all, it's a there are fetish houses all over Lagos. This person is saying, before you take a house, ask about the history and ask the agent. Would the agent tell you the negative things about the house? That's the question. It's most of the houses have their logo on them. The logo is usually by the roof or the vent. You say the agents will know, so they know. But would the agent tell you that this house is fetish? Would the agent who wants to collect commission and he has seen a customer, do you think an agent of that nature would tell you that, there's one fetish stuff on the roof, go and pray about it before you move in? So, anyways, thank you so much. He said he was lucky. One agent advised him one time. Right, let's get back to the call. With the calls, we're talking about your experience in securing an accommodation in Lagos. And we're just talking about, Lagos and its general housing problems. I mentioned that over 17 million. Yay! Jesu! Cheers to life. Man, that was loud.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Who do we have this morning?
We have Joshua on the line. We are just talking about the matter here.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yes, let me give my guy, let him hear you.
Okay, let's talk.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Collins, take it.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Fantastic. Let's talk.
Okay.
What's your name, by the way?
Your name. Okay, my name is Daniel.
Daniel, yeah. Okay, let's talk now. Do you have a story to share?
Not much, but the story is just a matter of cash. So that's my story.
Okay. So shabu.
Yeah.
Your guy, is it cool?
It's cool. It's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, it's funny. I can hear. Really funny. Let's talk.
I have been in a situation tough like that.
Okay.
Honestly, there's something going on in Lagos. I think people are just out to deceive and to cheat, especially when it relates to house.
Okay.
The first house I rented here in Lagos, I was under the care of a lawyer. And you have to move from where the house is. The house was in Alasa then.
Okay.
So I had to go to Ebutemeta to see the lawyer.
Okay.
I complained to the lawyer that when I opened the room, that I saw water on the ground, that it seemed that the roof is leaking.
Okay.
So he told me to pay that. That has been mentioned to him. Even the person that left the room mentioned it to him, that they are going to fix it. Immediately I pay. By the next week, they will fix it. So I paid. Could you believe that throughout the time I stayed there, nobody came to fix it? I became landlord. I will go to the plank market, buy some fairly used zinc. They will fix it. The carpenter that will fix it will use his leg to open another hole in another place. I will go back to buy another zinc to remove the one that he has spoiled. And on fixing it again, they will damage another one until I change the whole zinc on the roof. It was very tough.
Wow.
So that was my experience, my dear.
Man. Thank God, only in this same Lagos. Now, wow.
I'm telling you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Oshibu, for sharing with us, man. This story is I'm just sitting here, I'm wondering. And Lagos is a mega city. Lagos is like a mega city, you know what I'm saying? Well, we'll now be dragging, so rubbing shoulders with Johannesburg. We're dragging. Hey, Lagos. Anyways, sometime in May, there was this story, this article that was published in a national dailies that reminded us of, please, what is the H of the governor's themes? You know, the governor came up with a mantra, the administration's developmental agenda, which is theme. Can someone remind me of what the H stands for? The H for the theme. What does it stand for again? Oh, somebody. Somebody. And the governor, when he talks about it, you know, he always mentioned, and you know, hear that quite understandably, anyway, let me not just quote the governor. So what does that stand for? And we have a deficit of millions in terms of housing in Lagos. And you want to ask what exactly the government is doing in that regard. But you know, that's the talk for another day. Today, we just want to like document what Lagosians go through in securing accommodation. And this is not a story that is new to us. It's something that's been here for many years now. We know the population. The excuse is, oh, you know, the population is much. Who's doing something about it? I mean, is that as somebody does not know what to do, or someone knows what to do and chooses not to do it? It has to be one of either both of the two. I mean, both of them. Because if there's anything else, why hasn't it changed? Why do we still have this housing problem in Lagos years after it has been identified? Administration in and out, they can't talk about, oh, the housing that. I mean, I'm just thinking aloud. But guys, let's share your story as we proceed on the show. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Today, what's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Chance the life. Yes. Yes. Welcome.
Yes. My name is Sylvester.
Hi, Sylvester.
Cyril.
Oh, Sylvester Cyril. I thought you were going to say Stallone, man. Welcome. Thank you so much for the prestige post. Sylvester, your line is going up and down. It's fluctuating. Don't mind the line, oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bros.
Yes, Sylvester.
If this matter will be solved,
eh? Yep.
Now, death row. I go check house. After I don't check house finished, luckily for me, rain just started before. Before I say make I pay. I say make I go clean the house. I reach the cross, he say, Omo, Nari Ocean, I've won rent.
Wow.
As rain fall, the water not they come out, go anywhere. The compound they retain water. Better water. So they don't use paint, do rub and shine.
Wow.
And they tell you.
What area? What area was that? Was it the island?
Yeah, in fact, now the battle away inside the talk. I can't enter one chance, rent another one for Agawa Estate.
Okay.
Bros, if not be, now you make me prefer, thank God, the same negative thing they help us to become positive. Bros.
All right.
The ghost where the house not be joke. I know the joke. Better ghost. You go inside house like this. Something go walk up past you. You go feel him. You go touch you for shoulder. You go brush you for shoulder.
Ghost.
And bros, this thing that they tell you. My wife, if I didn't lie, may God punish me. Not be joke.
Wow.
As in, the thing can't turn me to better Christian today now. With prayers and everything. Now, in fact, we could take chase the ghost come out.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for sharing with us. Oh. So,
and that thing where you see for your dream, you can't do like this, you can't disappear.
Yes.
It means, Holy Spirit, there in you. That means a better demon. And they tell you.
Man, tired.
So your spirit is very, very active.
Thank you for this information. God bless you, man. I appreciate you. Wow, ghosts in houses. I need to go on a break.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, still looking at the housing challenges in Lagos, different stories regarding this topic from different angles. Like we say, it's going to be a series this week would focus on accommodation or securing an accommodation in Lagos. And there's a stage two, the part two of it. as we move on through the week, we'll have an expert on different angles. So we're raising all the questions that need to be asked from you, the listener. Each and every one of you, your contribution makes a whole lot, means a lot to us regarding this subject matter. So as you go ahead, tell us your story, as we laugh about it, we're also taking notes so that when we get the experts on board, we look at from the government's perspective, we look at from the expert's perspective, what should be and what the versus what the experience of Lagosians or the experiences of Lagosians are. We'll get to put that on the table throughout the week as we proceed. Well, some messages coming in here. Oluwashun is sending a message. Says, what's up, Lagos? On the topic, it's something in Lagos, so accommodation in Lagos is spiritual. You must know the origin of the house. You know, some you will be in and be successful in the house, and the others, now wahala from wahala to wahala. It's a, only God can see us through. My regards to a sweet sister, your partner, Andrea. Thank you so much. Appreciate, and thanks for the regards. Emmanuel is sending a message. Emmanuel is sending a message from Jakonde Estate. It's a concerning the spiritual aspects of houses in Lagos. Collins, I've been living in a three-bedroom apartment for the past 5 years. I just got married in February, only for my wife to come and tell me that she can't stay in the house anymore, that the foundation of the house has a python buried in it. Trust me, Collins, up till now, I've been traumatized since you told me that how to gather another 1.5 million naira for a new place now is a huge problem. As a bachelor, I never cared about all the spiritual things. I just drank my this thing. You drank from the green bottles and then move on. And now woman has come to create worry for me. Hmm. Guys, what do you think about that? That's a good question. A good story for our family clinic, which comes up every Thursday. What do you think? So the guy said he was staying in that house. He didn't say no problem. He got married. And the wife is saying that there's a python buried in that house. That is the origin of the house. And so you didn't tell us what the python would do if you guys keep staying there. And she, wow. I don't know. But that's the story. Thank you so much, Emmanuel, for being bold enough to share the problem, your problem with us. And what should Emmanuel do, guys? Lagos, what should he do? Should he, you know, look for another apartment? Or should he just disregard what the wife has said? I wouldn't disregard it if I were you, man. What's up, Lagos? Let me complete my story. Say, after finding the roof was leaking, I called the landlady. She's not living in the house. Who's not living in the house? She should fix it. She said she would deduct it from my next payment. Nobody's sincere again in this country because of poverty. Collins, generally on the mainland in Lagos, you say what? It's on the mainland in Lagos, is a cemetery. Wow. Burial is in all houses. Lagosians who live there, they live among the dead. How can you say that? Guys, that's not true. Is it just like that? Oh boy. It's a serious matter. It's a, this is Ugbefi Henry sending the message from Cotonou. Hi, Ugbefi. He said, it happened to me early 2000 in Cotonou. I rented a room and a parlor apartment at a huge stage. I found that it was difficult to pay the rent, not knowing that my landlady, who was among the head of a big Catholic church, that she was a witch. Wow. See, even if I find it, I said, I found it very difficult to feed. I packed to another room and parlor apartment. After 6 months, I bought my own first car. And after 1 year, I purchased a new bus for supplying my goods. He said, wow. Some houses, eh? He said, they are demonic. I can tell you that for sure. Wow. Oh, boy. So, let me just leave on that where. Anyway, another update is... Okay, so please, if anyone is listening to us, you can tell us what's happening along the St. Joseph Street, Oshakpa, in what area now, specifically? Okay, someone is giving reports differently, different report. I thought it was a follow-up on the previous report, so I'll get back to that. Let me go back to the calls now. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Top of the day to you.
Hallowed.
You that hallowed be thy name.
Mm-hmm.
The man from Kalahari Desert.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up? You know what?
Tell me.
I want to chip in
a little thing that you help announce it.
Okay.
That yesterday I experienced a situation where a soldier was beating a civilian who is a driver.
Wow.
But the driver was not at fault because our vehicle stopped at first gate dropping passengers.
Okay.
So as he wanted to take off, our own took off along with him. So he had to go on the entry end to avoid collusion.
Okay.
The soldier there just said, block that motor. Block that motor. He said, leave him now. They know themselves.
Hmm.
If you, when they stop at second gate, he immediately jumped down, carry a big wood that those are where they used to wait motor. I asked the driver to call that. The driver was not crying. He said, what did I do? What did I do? Everybody started looking at it. Said he used the stick to hit the driver. So it was only me that went there. I started begging him. I said, Father, please leave him. Don't kill him. You see, this driver is very slim. So after he was gone, he came out again, took another stick. So I said, then I now hold the man, the soldier with on uniform.
Wow.
With red beret. You know, I don't know if there is a way you can speak this situation to help us. Because any uniformed man beating a civilian should be dismissed.
All right. Your Lagos stories, guys. This is one place you're sure of hearing some of the happenings in Lagos. You're sure. That's for sure. And that's also a very pathetic experience. And I've witnessed a couple of things like that. And yes, the authorities have to do something about this. It's becoming unbecoming. And then the civilians also encourage that. Person they owe you, instead of you to follow legal means, you go bring soldier. And you hear people saying that's the best way, man. Sometimes some kind of debts, the only way to... I mean, I wish I could deploy that because some people are in me right now. But guys, it's a bad thing. Sorry about that experience and the driver. Akira is on the line calling from Lekki. Hello.
What's up, Lego? Mr. Collins.
Cheers to life. Good morning, Akira.
Good morning. Mr. Collins, please, can I report something to you?
What is going on here?
Please, I live in Oshodi, but right now I'm in Lekki.
Okay.
Mr. Collins, I don't know whether you're conversant to Oshodi area. From Oshodi, you send that bridge to that Zenith Bank.
All right.
On the service lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's two ways from there down to Isolo.
That's right.
Just for us to wake up this morning, we discovered that they went through that Sunny Junction and there's a signboard there indicating that place has turned to one way.
Wow, new one.
Yes, one way. No notification, no awareness, nothing. This morning, now, if you're coming from Isolo by service lane down to that DHL, you cannot be able to access that DHL.
Wow.
You have to go through Asoni to join Isolo way for you to take airport road. You understand? Now, as I speak to you now, a lot of vehicles have been arrested. They are collecting money from people. They don't care. And today is Asoni. There is a lot of confusion everywhere in Jampas. Please, can you people let the government know what is happening?
Of course.
We don't know whether they are aware of this.
You have made it. You've said it. And certainly they've heard you. Thank you so much for the report. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Wow, a lot of stuff happening in Lagos. On What's Up Lagos, you're sure of getting the information. Okay, happy birthday to my lovely friend Jumoke Onilewo. That's coming from Friends Akimbo Adewale. Thank you so much, Prince. You're saying happy birthday to your lovely friend. Lovely friend. I love that. Lovely friend. With emphasis on lovely friend, Jumoke Onilewo. Thank you. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chance to live. Who's on the line?
Yeah, my name is Richie. I'm calling from Lagos.
Hi, Richie.
Yeah.
Victory, let's talk.
Okay. About the house issue.
Yeah.
I had an experience
where
I get to... I have been inspecting this particular house for a week.
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to see the caretaker. They didn't. The agent didn't allow me.
Okay.
On the day I was supposed to pay, when I got there, the caretaker met me with a receipt, and that receipt had my name and someone else's surname on it. So it's more like I bear Victory Oparugo,
okay,
and the name is Victory Taiwo.
Hmm.
So, and the man was telling me I paid $950,000 for the apartment. So, supposed to be a shared apartment, according to what I was told. It's a three-bedroom flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I made it known to the man that I'm not the one that made that payment, this is not my name. Wow. So, he now said to me that the landlord is not around. He is abroad. And now he's saying that the person he wants to occupy the flat should be a family person. So the first demon we should be fighting or playing against is the agent first. Before we now start talking about the house. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. He said before we talk about the demons that are in houses in Lagos, we should deal with the agents, some agents, not all of them, because there are good agents. There are those who do their job, who know what they're doing. See, the agent, becoming an agent is just like becoming someone who, a salesperson with a POS, you know, in recent time. It's like becoming a boat or an e-hailing driver in recent time. So most of the people take to these kind of jobs out of necessity, not because they are actually called out or they are trained or they're experienced to do these jobs. You see, the proliferation of, what's the word to use? Yeah, I think that's a word. But the way everyone just jumps on things because someone is making money. This guy was an agent. He's now a big man who everyone wants to become an agent because it's an easy job. It's referrals now. You know, it's easy for you to just point somebody where to buy land and then, you know, you get a commission and then for you to get someone, show them where to get a house. And so they don't look at the details of what it takes to become an actual agent. And they all just carry that title agent, just like most Bolt drivers, or why I keep saying Bolt, most e-hailing drivers do not even know what their role is in most cases. You just have someone, I mean, they are just annoying, they already feel entitled, they're angry because you sit at the back seat, they'll be like, oh, you know, feeling like, the next thing, now you buy a car for me. That's because they are not doing it because they are passionate or because they are trained to do it. They're doing it because for the money, all they're about is, okay, if I just make someone, they don't have a job, so they just stick to that. I know this is going to hurt some people, but it's a statement of fact. So we know when you behave the way you behave. The same thing with the agents. Most agents are not trained to be agents. Most of them, they are taking to it because the job we did, as job, no government, no give us job. So let's, all of us, maybe agents now. And things like that. And which is a problem, which comes back to why we are like this, you know, which has to do with the poverty mentality and the survival of the fittest mentality that everyone is carrying about. You know, look, whatever it is, we do everything. Any work I see, I do. All right, which is not supposed to be so. So understandably why some agents are not agents, but they pride themselves as agents. Well, we'll talk more about this as we proceed. The topic will be focused on throughout the week, so different areas of it we'll bring to the fore on the show. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Move away from your radio. Kill the volume dead. Hello.
Hey, sorry. That's me.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You have Soshebo calling back.
All right, Soshebo, turn down the volume on the radio. Move away from it.
I've killed it dead.
Okay, great. Let's go.
I just want to chip in something on this spiritual angle thing. Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
You see, I think it makes no sense to start praying when you have got the house already. You pray when you are about to search for the house.
Okay.
Yes, you pray. Once you have got a house, just look at it as a house that God has given you. And remove any spiritual thing in your mind. That's how I look at it.
All right.
I pray when I'm looking for house, and when I got the house, I believe the house was given to me by God, and I do everything to make that house work.
All right. Great. Thank you so much for sharing. So things to consider before you get a house, apart from getting the money, checking the facilities, if they're working, knowing the origin of the house, you should equally pray against bad spirits or foundational spirits in the house. Okay. We have rented a house in an unclean area, the village in Abule. He said, and we got the best of ourselves from it. From there, we upgraded to get a better one, but we almost lost all we brought into that house. We had to leave the house after knowing that the landlord placed a calabash on the roof. Hey, la lula bule hair, le bella boo. Well, Nwadugo is on the line from Ikorodu. Let's get to hear from him. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kekek. Up to Lagos!
Cheers to life. Welcome, welcome. Wow.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying you.
Thank you for enjoying.
Remain blessed, my brother.
Amen. Let's talk. So, what's your story?
Yeah, I just want to say hi to you people. This is my first time calling.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you indeed. Wow. Thank you. God bless you. Another first time caller. Hello. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Said it myself.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Yeah. Who do we have? Jesu Lokwe. Oh, Jesu Lokwe, how are you doing? It's been a while.
Yes. Please, I want to say something.
Yeah.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
Is it compulsory for call to go through someone before he gets to the studio?
Yes, it's compulsory because of the quality control. So,
do you know why I don't get in easily anymore?
Why?
Anytime I call goes through the lady picking up the calls. Anytime I mention my name, she ends up cutting this call.
No, okay.
No. I'm going somewhere.
Okay.
No. I cannot just call in and accuse someone.
Yeah, I get it.
I am pained, if you don't understand.
Okay.
It is annoying and it is unprofessional. I have called in to complain about it before.
Okay.
Nothing was done.
All right.
I sent a message. Sheriff.
Okay.
Nothing was done. This particular lady, anytime I mention my name, she ends the call.
All right.
Why?
Okay.
What's my business with her?
All right, great.
This is getting out of hand. People should come to order.
Calm. Okay,
please,
thank you.
Wait, I'm going, please allow me to vent.
Go ahead. I want you to vent, but just calm down.
It's according to the extent of me now keeping quiet anytime she picks my call. But when I now mention my name, she ends the call. What? What kind of evil act is that?
All right.
That's devilish.
Okay. Do you want me to respond? Or are you done? Okay, great.
Yes, respond.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you for calling. And it's okay to vent. It's okay to bring your grievances to the fore.
Okay.
Even though it's not the best to bring it on radio, but it's fine. You've done it. It's good.
Okay.
Now, have you ever thought of the fact that a lot of people try to go through? You are a regular caller, and you are part of the very, very regular persons that call on the show, and you are like part of the family. We know that for sure, everyone.
Okay.
There are people for months that have been trying to call, trying to get through. So, you know, it's just the whole idea, most times it could be because not the lady. The lady does not deliberately cut your call. It could be the quality of...
I know you are going to defend her.
I'm not defending her.
No, what you are trying to do is you are trying to let me know.
Okay.
It is the quality.
Okay. Can I tell you this? Okay. If it's not the quality, there are so many reasons. All right.
Yeah.
Jesu Lokpai, you talked. Let me talk.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Please, I'm giving you time on radio to address this, which is not part of my programming. I expect you to respect that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You are not the only caller. There are a lot of people who try to get through.
Okay.
That is why specifically. I always tell people, if you have been calling for several months, use other platforms to contribute. It mustn't be through calls. You can send a message. You'll be read. You can send a message. We stream on Facebook. You can send a message. That's to allow for that slot for other people who have been trying to call for months, who are also frustrated. If they had the chance, they'll probably slap somebody in the studio. They have been trying to call for months and they can't get through. But you always get through. That's because you're a regular caller. So it's only okay for you to step back a bit for some time for others to call. For you to step back a bit for some time for others to call. You understand? So it's a common thing. It is not a matter of getting angry or pointing at a lady. How do you know it's a lady? Okay, maybe you spoke a lady. It's not about the lady. It's not about whether you are deliberately picked to take you off. It's just common. It's normal. We try to appeal to each of our callers who are regular callers who call every day. We love you. But we appreciate if you can just step back for a second and let others who have been trying to call in. Now, the system recognizes some certain numbers, so it's easy for those numbers to get through. And that's why we tell the callers that please, if you have been calling regularly every day and all the time, whether you are the only one or you are many, I always specifically, and I know Sheriff does it sometimes, and our other colleagues, that please step back for a bit, hold on for others to call. I mean, your opinion is important, but your opinion every day is important. But your opinion is not the only opinion that radio should transmit every day, especially via calls. And there's no law that says every person must be, you must always contribute via the call. You can send a message on WhatsApp. It will be read. It's still your opinion. Your name will be mentioned. So it becomes a bit selfish if you always want to be the one to get through. Even though we'd love you to be the one to get through all the time, it's just selfish on others. Just consider others. That's just the message of all what we've said. It's not whether a person, a particular lady, doesn't like your voice or cuts you off whenever they mention your name. And just look where there are multiple ways you can call, you can contribute. And calling is not the only way. And sorry about that if you feel that way and you've sent a mail. I'm wondering why you still have to call on the radio to complain about it if your mail has been attended to. Anyways, thank you. Wow. Took like how many minutes to address that? I had to, because it's not like the first time I've heard him call to complain about the same thing. You understand? We appreciate your opinion, but you're not the only one. There are more people trying to reach us and they have not been able to get through. All right. What's up, Lagos? Chess alive. So I'm going to say, if you're a regular caller on the show, please just step back a bit for others to try and get through. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chess alive. Welcome. Welcome.
First time caller. I've been trying for so long ago.
Oh, ho. Thank God you made it. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Just time to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, man. Happy to hear from you too.
Yes, I've been following your program with Andrea. Very lovely couple.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you a lot.
Yes, as regards the topic we are discussing today.
Yes, so.
The housing deficit it has a relationship with our. How do I call it? Is it our poverty level? Because if you go to Ikoyi and VI, you see a lot of vacant accommodations begging for somebody to take. Some lasting for years.
Mm.
So, but within the purchasing power here is one of the major problems we have.
That's right. That's right.
Because if you have your money today and you want a decent accommodation, you easily walk into a VI.
That's right too.
And pick accommodation immediately.
That's right. A lot
but
of
down, yeah, down the mainland is not like that. You take
more conversation.
Thank
more
you.
Talk.
Wow, thank you so much. A message coming. Benson's from Okota. I said, just look where I don't vex. Now, so it just affects, calm down, be calming down, all right? No lady is winch hunting you. It's just a question. I'm going to tell you straight. It's just a matter of, don't always insist that you want to call, before it's interpreted to mean that, there's some kind of entitlement mentality. Imagine if everybody was feeling fully, and we love, it's a family, but there's got to be order. There's got to be some, there's understanding. Sacrifice, all right? That's how a team works. That's how when you say we're a family, that's how we work. We know when to step back. We know when to let others also talk. Your opinion is not always all that there is. There are other opinions. That's why we have different presenters. If not, one person will be here from morning to night. That's why we have belts. We change, we switch so that you can hear from, it's a variety to say is a spice of life. I mean, you just look where you know this for sure, right? Benson is saying that just look where he says you should calm down, that you should not have entitlement mentality. That's what Benson is saying. It's a Collins houses with a scorpion block. Design is built by occultists. Wow. The design block is not readily available in the open market. You are directed to where to find it. Wow. Eh? I don't know. Anyways, Emmanuel from Jack on the Estate sent a message earlier. He said, please let me use this opportunity to sound a note of warning to all prospective house hunters in Lagos. Please kindly do not take up any apartment which the owners lives in the same house, especially those ones that the husbands are late and are now you have a landlady in court. Wow. Why? He said they are the most evil. That's where the most evil is being practiced. Beware. Ah-ah. Where are all these thoughts coming from? Okay, what's up, Lagos? Mischievous atmosphere of humanity ain't compromised by anyone, but neglected by self-esteem of humans. We never know the things that await us when looking for something, but how we react when we have it matters. Thank you so much for that message. Now, a lot of messages have come in. The last caller before this, before we went on the break, after I just looked by here, was making another point. He said that, look, it's because of the problem of the housing is the buying purchasing power, that their houses, I beg to disagree, even with the number of houses you have in all the places you've mentioned, trust me, it's not still enough to accommodate Lagos conveniently. Lagos population is more. Even if you had all people in Lagos occupy all the empty houses in VI, in the island, in Ikoyi and its environs, it will still not be enough, right? Yeah, but that could be also a reason, you know. It could help, but it's also a reason. All right, guys, we'll continue with this topic as we proceed in the week. Tomorrow is Wednesday, Techie Talk. We'll have another update on our tech news from Nigeria and the rest of the world. We'll also have a topic which has to do with your data. What is your data used for? Do you ever ask that question? We'll find out how you can be safe in the cyberspace tomorrow on the show Techie Talk right here on What's Up Lagos. I must say thank you so much. Many thanks all of you that called in, and to those who contributed, and many thanks to my partner and producer also, or co-producer, that's talking about Andrea, who I believe should be getting better by now. Hopefully she'll be here tomorrow. To all of you who sent in your well wishes, we said thank you so much. Appreciate you for that. And to the man Oli, also known as Lai. Thanks so much for the support. God bless you. God bless Nigeria. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye for now. My name is Collins. Take care. The microphone heavyweight. Bye for now.